In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
You know, today is so yesterday, although I was feeling better and had less of a sore throat yesterday. I wish it was. Anyway, hopefully into tomorrow, things get better, including technology and everything that we need to deal with. We're glad that you tuned into tomorrow as we cover the latest in consumer tech for 23 years now. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. You want to stay tuned coming up because we got an interesting interview with Nancy Schenker. She's a boomer and tech expert who basically says she's a marketing innovator, brand builder, writer, speaker, and self-proclaimed rule breaker.
She's a lot of fun. Wait until you hear this coming up in just a few minutes here on Into Tomorrow. Don't want to miss her. She's a blast. Tony in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listens on Talk 107.3 WBRP.
I would like to purchase one of those Amazon, I don't know if it's Amazon or Google or Alexa. I'm not very technically aware. It's a gift. So what are they and which one is better?
Good question. And don't worry, we'll help you be more technically aware, because that's what Into Tomorrow is all about. Tony, both Google and Amazon, like many others these days, have smart speakers. Alexa is just the name of the assistant on Amazon's speakers. Amazon has really the largest lineup of the two. You can buy the Dot, the Echo, the Echo Plus, the Echo Spot, and now even the Echo Show. Both the Spot and the Show have screens and cameras built in, so they may not be what you're after, but they can do what the other speakers can and cost $129 and $229 respectively, in case you're interested in that.
As far as the speaker lineup goes, the $49 Dot is the smallest one, and it's mainly a gateway to Alexa that can be plugged into a secondary speaker. The sound is not bad at all for the size of the device, but it's probably not what you want if you're planning to use it primarily for music.
Yeah, if you're just going to ask her questions and get answers and, you know, have her do math problems or find a recipe for you, wonderful. If you want to play a lot of music, yeah, don't be going with the Dot. It's a tinny-sounding speaker.
Because I have both an Amazon Echo and an Echo Dot at home. I keep the Dot in my bedroom because I don't really play music in there, but the Echo is down in the living room, which I play the Amazon music from a lot, and that one has a great speaker on it.
Sure, and that's why it's only $39 to $49 for just the Dot, because it's just, that's all it really is good for.
Right, you know, and you know, like, and as we said, the $99 Echo and the $150 Echo Plus are both capable speakers, with the Plus being the best sounding one, and the Echo Plus also acts as a smart home hub. So if you're building a smart home, the Plus may be a better deal, as it replaces a separate hub that you'd otherwise have to buy.
Now, of course, Google has their answer to each of those speakers, but we should probably start out by letting you know that right now, Google Home is three times less popular than Amazon's Echo. We have lots more in terms of detail at intotomorrow.com. Check it out for the show for the weekend of March 16th.